Yeah, that's fine. Great. Excellent. We find the concept of a nirlanukri a number of places in Shas. We find it, for example, Bava Metzia Daf Sadi in the context of Lasachsam, in the context of Siras. When it comes to a nirlanukri in the context of Shabbos, we generally assume that it's an issa derabanan. And that's pretty much explicit in the Gemara on Daf Kuf Nun Amud Aleph. The Gemara refers to a nirlanukri as a shvus, as an Isser Derabbanan. That's, as we'll see, the general assumption, but there is a curious Mar Makom, and perhaps some Shitas and Rishonim that are in the minority, that may take a different position. The Pasuk in Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Tesayin, Yud Beis Tesayin, has Kol Mulacho Lo Ye Aseh Vehem, in the context of Yontiv, Kol Mulacho Lo Ye Aseh Vehem, Mulacha shall not be done, shall not be performed on Yontiv. And Rashi on that pasuk, Yudbeis Tetzayin, quotes the Mechilta, Afilu Ayidei Acherim. What's Lo Ye Aseh Vehem? The Mechilta Darshins, Afilu Ayidei Acherim. You cannot have Malacha performed even by others. The Ramban there in his Perush Al Torah wonders, what's this Riboy of Afilu Ayidei Acherim? Meaning to say, if we're talking about another Jew, so then obviously the other Jew can't do Malacha on Yantiv. You don't need a special pasuk to tell you that. That's Pasha. If we're talking about a Nachri, but a Mir Lenachri is only an Issa Derabbanan. So how do you have a Drasha telling you Afilai Dei Cheirim that it's Asir for Nachri to perform Malacha if we assume that a Mir Lenachri is only Derabbanan? The Ramban does, however, note that the Mechilta has, in the name of Rabbi Yoshia, Lo yaseh goy melachtecha, that a nachri is not allowed to perform melacha for Yisrael, aval yaseh goy melachto, but a nachri is allowed to perform melacha for himself. The Ramban says that must be an asmachta, because obviously, as we saw, the Gemara refers to Amir Lenachri as a shvus. Obviously, Amir Lenachri, in point of fact, is only nisid the Rabbanon. So to the extent that the Mechilta has a drasha, it must be only an asmachta, and not a drasha gemura. The bottom line, Amir Lenachri must be only derabbanan. The Rush in his Perush Al Torah there is bothered by the same problem that the Ramban is bothered. He quotes his drasha, quotes Rashi Adei Cheirim, sounds like we're talking about Amir Lenachri, sounds like Amir Lenachri is deraisa. It says the Rush, no, maybe Adei Cheirim is referring to Jews who are ketanim. Not referring to Nachrim, but referring to Ketanim. What's the problem with that? The Das Akedim says we know that also. That's a pasuk in the Aseres Adibros. You can't have your children do Malacha for you either. Atah bin Chavitacha. So you could have said, maybe that's only bincha bitecha, but not other ketanim. You have another katan do malacha on your behalf. And the Das Akedim says, no, that pasuk is talking about Shabbos. But you might have thought that maybe by yontiv it's mutter to have malacha done ayide ketanim. That's why you need another pasuk in the context of yontiv. Kol malacha lo yaseh v'hem afilu ayidei acherim, to tell you that even ketanim are prohibited from doing malacha on yontiv as well. So again, you have this mechilta of afilu ayidei acherim. The Ramban assumes it's talking about a nachri, but it's only nasmachta. The Rush and the Das Akedim assume that it's talking about ketanim, and either ketanim alone or the chiddush is dafka ketanim on yontiv. Maral, in his Gur Aryeh, and that Rashi in Parshas Bo suggests a different approach, that maybe the Afilu Ayidei Acherim is referring to the first possibility that Ramban rejected, referring to other Jews. Other Jews are ready, Musar and Shabbos. The Chiddush is that if you tell another Jew to do Malacha on your behalf, then you violate a law also. Obviously, the Yisrael who does malacha for you is violating an Isser Shabbos himself. But the chiddush of afilai de'echeirin is that if you tell another Jew to do malacha, so he's independently Musar, but you're also culpable, and you also violate a law in telling him to do malacha. That's the moral suggestion, what afilai de'echeirin tells us. But bottom line, all these approaches assume that it's pashut, Amil and Afi is only a din derabanan, and they have to explain where does afilai de'echeirin apply. Either it applies to an Afi as an Asmachta, or it applies to some other class of people, Ketanim or Yisraelim. That's what the Mishnah Berurah points out as well, quoting from the Gaon in Simen Resh Mem Zayin, Shar HaTzion Sekatan Zayin. Simen Resh Mem Zayin, Shar HaTzion Sekatan Zayin. Sorry, Resh Mem Gimel. Resh Mem Gimel. Shar HaTzion Sekatan Zayin. He quotes this Mechilta that the Beis Yosef quotes in Siman Reish Mem Daled, and he quotes that the Gaon assumed that it's an incorrect Yerusha of the Mechilta, and doesn't really mean to say that Ayde Cherim would potentially be a Isser D'Oraisa. Okay. However, there is a position we showed him that does accept the possibility that Amir L'Nachri and Shabbos is in fact an Isser D'Oraisa. The Urayim, Simen Kuf Yud Gimel, the Urayim Simen Kuf Yud Gimel writes as follows, L'manu Mikan, Sha'asr L'Yisrael L'Haniach Ha'ovik Ha'chavim L'Asos Melachto, Bein B'Yonta Bein B'Shabbos Mid'Oraisa. That a Jew is not permitted to allow a Nachri to do malach on his behalf, neither on Shabbos nor on Yantif, and that's an Isser Torah. Aval Masala Yisrael may err Shabbos Samalacha Mutter. So Yerayim distinguishes between a Yisrael who is presenting the malacha to the Nachri to perform on his behalf on Shabbos itself, and the Yisrael who presents the raw material for the malacha to be performed, or the instructions to perform the malacha on Erev Shabbos. If it's presented on Erev Shabbos, that's an Issa D'Rabbanan. If it's presented on Shabbos, that's an Issa D'Oraisa. And he takes a Afilu Ayidei Cheirim, literally, Kipshuto, they were talking about an Issa D'Oraisa, not just an Asmachta. Now that's the Urayim's explanation of this Shita in the Mechilta. It is still possible, since the Mechilta quotes this as a machlokes, this is a Roshia, and then the Mechilta quotes the second position, that even if the Urayim is saying within Rav Yoshia, that Amir L'Nachri is D'Oraisa, it could still be that we paskin like the other position of the Mechilta, and it would end up still being D'Rabbana. That's what the Taz raises in Simen Reish Mem Gimel, the end of Sifkatan Gimel. Reish Mem Gimel, the end of Sifkatan Gimel. And Prima Gadim there says that even within this position of the Urayim, could be he doesn't mean that it's really a Daraisa. It means that it's a very strong Asmachta. It's Karav the Daraisa, says the Prima Gadim. But even the Urayim doesn't really mean that it's a Din Daraisa. There is a Marach or Zeruah, Chuvas Marach or Zeruah Simen Lamed, who also indicates Amir L'Nachri may be D'Oraisa. He writes as follows, Nir Lo, quoting from the Smag, She'ena El Asmachta Midasharina Litan Kalim L'Kovis Nachri. The fact that there are situations where there are kulas in Amir L'Nachri, where the Nachri does the malach in his own house, on his own schedule, so that would seem to indicate we're only talking about Nirsa Darabana. However, says the Marach Rezua, Miyu Lashon Lo Ye Asa HaKasa B'Torah Mashvik Sas Chidraja Gemura. That's what he quotes in the Smack. Then the Marach Rezua himself says, V'li Nirsa Darasha Gemura. It is in fact the Darasha Gemura talking about Nirsa Daraisa. V'asura midaraisa hecha delo katsas. The Yisrael katarach. So where they don't come to a deal, come to an understanding of terms before Shabbos as to what the parameters of the malach are going to be, and he's clearly doing malach on behalf of Yisrael, that's going to be nisa deraisa. But if you are kotzeis, you give it over to the Nachi before Shabbos for him to do the malach at his leisure whenever he wants with a clear price tag, and then there's no expectation that he do it on Shabbos, but he decides to do it on Shabbos anyway, then maybe that is going to be derabbanan. Okay. There is another application where Amir Lenachri may have a Daraisa component. And that's what the Ramban tells us in his Perish al Torah in the Yeseres HaDibros, Yisrael Perakaf Pasuk Yod. The Ramban, one of his Pshatim there, says that Al Derech HaPshat, the Gerecha Shevisharecha, refers to a Geritoshev. If you would have said, what's the Riboy in the Yeseres HaDibros of Gerecha Shevisharecha, that a Ger needs to keep Shabbos also? So that happens to be that there are, you have to figure out, there are many psukim in the Torah that seem to have a ribuy of ger. And according to most mefarshim and the most common stream in Chazal, ger there usually refers to a ger tzedek, as opposed to a ger toshav. Ibn Ezra, notwithstanding, if you pay careful attention to the Ben Ezra, Ibn Ezra in his Perish al Torah, many times that you have gercha, he is mefarish that is a ger toshav. But otherwise, ger usually refers to a ger tzedek. But here, the Ramban says that al pi pshuto, ger chashev v'sharecha means a ger toshev. So that's fascinating. That sounds like there's an iser d'araisa for a ger toshev to do malacha. What does that mean? A ger toshev is not Jewish. He just pledges to keep the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach and Eretz Yisrael. So what the Ramban is saying in this chat is that Ger Toshav himself is not mitzvah in Hilchos Shabbos. He's not supposed to keep Shabbos. He's supposed to keep the Shabbos of Enoch, not supposed to keep Shabbos. Goyish Shabbos Chayim Yisrael applies to Ger Toshav too, probably. But if a Ger Toshav does malacha on behalf of Yisrael, that could be an Isser D'Oraisa. So Ger Toshav is mitzvah against performing malacha on behalf of Yisrael, even though, and that's Min HaTorah, even though he himself could do malacha and should do malacha for his own benefit. Yeah.
So what exactly is the difference between Stam Nofer and Ger Toshav?
So it sounds like...
It seems like the Ger Toshav,
right,
besides the Havim Shem Tzol Noach, has a chiyur on himself for not doing it.
Right. So what seems to emerge from this position, which is also the position of Tosus and Yevamos, Memches Amid Beis, Diber Maskel Zeh, Tosus Yevamos, Memches Amid Beis, Diber Maskel Zeh, that Amira, Tosus there writes that Amira Lenachri for a Ger Toshav, Amira Le Ger Toshav, is an Issa Deraisa. So what that seems to indicate is that a Ger Toshav isn't only defined based on what he himself observes, but on his connection and relationship with the Jewish population. So he himself, in order to become a citizen of the Jewish state, has to commit to following the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. That's what we expect of him. We also expect a certain relationship with the local Jews. So part of that relationship is that you do your stuff, but don't into our observance, to the point that you shouldn't interfere with our observance of Shabbos either. You shouldn't be doing anything to assist us in violating our observance of Shabbos. Maybe it's something along those lines, that's part of the expectation of the responsibilities of a Ger Toshav in his interaction with the Jewish population. So what the Ramban is saying, Al Derech HaPshat, is Ger Chashav Asherecha means a Ger Toshav, that the Ger Toshav himself is not allowed to do Malach on behalf of Israel on Shabbos. And what Tosus is saying, Yivamos Memches, is that even though in general the Isser of Amir Lenachri and Shabbos is an Isser derabbanan, when it comes to a Ger Toshav, that's an Isser deraisa. Rav Schechter suggests that position of Tosfos is the Ke'en deraisa for Amir Lenachri. That in general, anytime you have an Isser, you have an Isser Darabanan, that Isser Darabanan has to be patterned after an Isser Daraisa. So called the Tikkun Rabbanan came the Raisa Tikkun. So what's the Araisa paradigm for the Isser of Amir L'Nachi Darabanan? So Shafter says, based on the Tosfos, that the Araisa paradigm for the Isser Darabanan of Amir L'Nachi is Amir L'Ger Toshav. Amir L'Ger Toshav is an Isser Daraisa. And Amir L'Nachri, which is Darabanan, is patterned after Amira L'Ger Toshav. Okay? And then just to round out the picture, there is a position quoted in the Pardes Yosef in Parshas Bo from the Sefer Torah Moshe. I don't think that's the Chasam Sofer, I think it's a different Torah Moshe, who suggests that maybe Amir L'Nachri and Shabbos is an Issa Darabanan, but Amir L'Nachri and Yontiv, which is the context of that pasuk of Lo Ye Kol Lacha Lo Yasa Behem, maybe Amir L'Nachri and Yontiv is a Din Daraisa. So then he quotes many that argue that. That's a little hard to understand why that should be, but he quotes such a position. So bottom line, we generally assume, and that'll be the basis of much of what we're going to discuss going forward in this series of Shirim, we generally assume that Amir L'Nachri on Shabbos is an Issa D'Rabbanan. And whatever the mechilta means, hafila de'cheir, you have to explain away, it's referring to something as machta, or it's referring to something other than an achri, fine. And there may be a minority position in Rishonim, the Yireyim, the Maracha Zeruah, that entertain some application of Amir L'Nachri, the Araisa, but for all intents and purposes, we assume that it's D'Rabbanan. Even the position that a Ger Toshav, a Amir L'Nachri for Ger Toshav could be Daraisa. So, Stam, that's a discussion whether you could have a Ger Toshav as Manazeh. But as far as the actual application, in practice, we assume across the board Amir L'Nachri to be an Issa D'Rabban. Okay. Why? So, if Amir L'Nachri is an Issa D'Rabban, and what's the basis of that Issa? Why Rechazal goes there on Amir L'Nachri? So we find two major positions in Rishonim. Both of those positions actually are reflected in different Rashis. One of the important sugyas is the sugya in the beginning of Misha Hechshech, beginning of Daf Kuf Nun Gimel and Shabbos. The Mishnah there discusses the person who is traveling Erev Shabbos as the sun is setting, or the sun has set, and he has to figure out what to do with his wallet. So the Mishnah says, Misha Hechshech lo baderech, it's getting dark for him on Erev Shabbos. Shabbos is beginning. Nosen kisa l'nachri. So the best thing to do is to give your wallet to a nachri. And then the Mishnah discusses the next best things to do. Okay, so Gemara says, my taima sharu le rabbanu l'meisav kisa l'nachri. Why do we allow giving your wallet to a nachri? Our answer is kimu l'rabbanan. So we assume that if a person stands to lose his wallet, if we don't allow an Issa D'Rabbanan, then he's going to come to violate an Issa D'Raisa. A person is going to be so bothered, so distraught, the fact that he has to do something with his wallet, that he's going to violate an Issa D'Raisa, if we don't let him violate an Issa D'Rabbanan. So in this situation, we allow him to violate an Issa D'Rabbanan. What's the Issa D'Rabbanan? It says, Rashi, my time of Sharle L'Mesav L'Nachri, why do we allow him to give it to an Achri? What's the problem giving it to an Achri? V'arehu shlucho l'isena b'Shabbos. You're making the Nachri into your Shaliach to carry it for you on Shabbos. We're not talking, it's not Shabbos yet. Rashi says in the Mishnah, Nosin Kisul L'Nachri, we go, yo, it's still Erev Shabbos, the sun hasn't set. But you have no brera, you anticipate that if you don't do something now, it's going to be Shabbos any minute. So you're allowed to give it to the Nachri, and what's going to happen? He's going to carry you for you on Shabbos. What's the problem with that? Rashi says, Harei shlucho lisa enu b'Shabbos, that you're making the Nachri into your shaliach to do malacha for you on Shabbos. He's going to violate Hotzah, or Havaris Daladamos, b'Shisarabim, on your behalf on Shabbos. So in this situation, we allow violating the sister derabanan, but under normal circumstances, you're not allowed to have enough to block on your behalf because you're making him into your shaliach. So Rashi seems to indicate here that the problem of a mila nachri is one of shlichus, that you can't have a nachri do malach on your behalf on Shabbos, you're making him into your shaliach. Okay, that's what Rashi writes, Shabbos kufnu gemo min aleph. Yeah.
Why is shlichus a problem?
Why is shlichus a problem? So this assumes that yesh shlichus lenachri min haTorah, which is a discussion in general. But if there is shlichus, so then you can have someone, if something's asur for you, then you can have someone else do it on your behalf. That's Rashi here in Shabbos. Rashi in Avodah Zarah, Tesvav HaMed Aleph Dibur Maskel Kevan. Rashi Avodah Zarah, Tesvav HaMed Aleph Dibur Maskel Kevan. The sugya there is in the context of the issue of selling a behema gasa to a nachri. Rashi writes over there, Umasha Asir Yisrael Lomer La'aka Maseli Kach. Why is a Yisrael not allowed to tell a nachri to do malacha for him on Shabbos? Zeu Mishum Mimsel Chefzecha V'Daber Davar Dibur Asir. So that's a violation of Pasuk in Yeshayah, Mimsel Chefzecha V'Daber Davar, that you're not allowed, Lo Yehi Diburcha B'Shabbos Ki Diburcha B'Chol. So telling someone else to do malacha for you, telling a nachri to do malacha for you, is a violation of lo yehi diburcha b'Shabbos ki diburcha b'chol. You're not supposed to talk on Shabbos the way you talk during the week. That's a kind of weekday speech. So to have a nachri do malacha for you, to tell him to do malacha for you, rather, is a violation of dabri dabri. So again, Rashi and Shabbos says there's a problem of shlichus, that the nachri is acting as your agent to do something asur for you. Rashi of Azara says it's a problem of Dabur Dover. Many Achronim take the approach, Aruch HaShulchan Simen Reish Mem Dalet Sif Dalet. Aruch HaShulchan Simen Reish Mem Dalet Sif Dalet. It's a piece in the stipler of Azara Simen Ches. Avnei Nezer Simen Mem Gimel. Kovitz Shiurim Beit Saos Mem Tes. Again, Avnei Nezer Simen Mem Gimel. Kovitz Shir and Beis Osman Test. So they all take basically the following approach, that both reasons are lalach. It's not a steer in Rashi. But Rashi is reflecting to us two elements of Amir Lenachri, both of which are correct. And they're not coming between them. There'll be situations where both reasons apply. There'll be situations where only one of the reasons apply. So for example, they explain that if the reason is simply Dabur Davar, that lo yehi diburcha b'Shabbos ki diburcha b'chol, you're not allowed to speak on Shabbos the way you speak during the week, so the issur would apply if you're instructed the nachri do malacha for you on Shabbos. You're telling him on Shabbos do malacha for me on Shabbos, or you're telling him on Shabbos perhaps to do malacha after Shabbos. But if you tell a nachri on Erev Shabbos to do malacha for you on Shabbos, that wouldn't be a violation of Dabur Davar. Dabur Davar is only also on Shabbos itself. So you tell the nachri to do malacha for you on Shabbos, be it you're telling him on Shabbos to do malacha on Shabbos, you're telling him on Shabbos to do malacha after Shabbos, that's a violation of Dabur Davar. But if you tell the nachri on Friday, please do malacha for me on Shabbos, that's not Dabur Davar. But that would still be a violation of shlichus. You're telling him to be your shaliach, in essence, to do malacha on your behalf, where it's also for you, so that's going to apply even if you're instructing him on second benji before Shabbos. So bottom line, lahalacha, that's true. If you tell a nachri before Shabbos to do malacha for you on Shabbos, that's the problem of shlucha shel adam kamosa. That's telling him to do malacha on your behalf when it's aser for you. And in the other direction, if you tell a nachri on Shabbos to do malacha for you after Shabbos, that's not a violation of shlichus, because when he's doing the malacha, it's not us if you're doing the malacha, but that's still a violation of Dabur Davar, that you can't instruct an nachri on Shabbos to do malacha for you. Benji.
So not taking the shlichus aspect into it, that sad opinion. So if a person would say, again, just from a Dabur Davar perspective, is it part of the Yisr, if you give... what would not be part of that isser is if you say, for example, I know that. Like, if you ask someone for a ride after Shabbos, mm-hmm. that's usser. But if you say, are you going to Washington Heights?
Right.
That's okay.
Right.
So would that, using this concept, not the shlichus aside.
So that's Amir Yisrael. That's not Amir Lenachri, right? You're talking about you found another Jew.
No, but say
right. So that's so that's not Dabar Davar if you're not referencing a Malacha. You say, the Gemara is lashing that's a Tamod Itil Erev. Let's get together tonight. So you know and he knows that the way you're going to get together is by driving. But you don't say we're going to drive. You don't mention a Malacha. So that's not a violation of Dabar Davar because you're not referencing a Malacha.
Right. So would it be, so even for the Goy in that perspective, it would be okay.
Hatamidi Tila Erev Be Mutter,
yeah. Right, and then there's a Shlichus aspect of it. Okay.
Hatamidi Tila Erev, well, there wouldn't be a Shlichus aspect in that case. If you tell, just like you're allowed to say to Yisrael on Shabbos, Hatamidi Tila Erev, you're allowed to say that to Nachri also on Shabbos. That's not Dabar Dabar, and there's no Shlichus.
Okay.
Fine. So again, so that's what all these Achronim say there, Achal Shulchan, Rebbe Chanan, and the Stipler, and the Avni Nezer. That both reasons are lalacha, and sometimes you could have one reason apply and not the other reason apply. If you tell the Nachri on Shabbos to do malacha for you on Shabbos, then both reasons apply. That's a violation of Shlichus and a violation of Dabar Dabar. If you tell the Nachri on Shabbos to do malacha after Shabbos, that's a violation of Dabar Dabar, not Shlichus. If you tell the Nachri before Shabbos to do malacha on Shabbos, that's a violation of Shlichus and not of Dabar Dabar. Okay. So how do we talk to know that's true? How do we know that you're not allowed to tell a Nachri on Erev Shabbos to do Malacha for you on Shabbos? So that's this Rashi that we just started with in Misha Hifshech. The Mordechai points out in Shabbos Simen Reish Mem Tes, Shabbos Reish Mem Tes, so that's what Rashi's telling you, Mibol Yom, that you're giving the wallet to the Nachri Mibol Yom. So it's only under these circumstances of Adam Bola Mamono where we allow you to give the wallet to the Nachri Bibol Yom. But under normal circumstances, if you don't have this pressure of Adam Ba'olam Amono, then you're not allowed to give a wallet to the Nachri on Friday to carry for your Shabbos. That would be a violation of Amir LeNachri, even if the instructions are given before Shabbos. So this Sugya Misha Hifshek, that Rashi of Bibol Yom is the source, so that's how we know that it's us to tell a Nachri in Bibol Yom to do Malacha for you on Shabbos. That's what the Rambam quotes Lalacha in the beginning of Perek Vav. Asir lomer goy lasas lana Malacha b'Shabbos. Alcha pisha eina mitzuvah l'Shabbos. You're not allowed to tell a Nachri to do Malacha for you on Shabbos, even though the Nachri has no obligation to keep Shabbos. Excuse me. V'alcha pisha amr lomi kodim on Shabbos, even if you tell him to do the Malacha, even if you tell him before Shabbos. And even if you don't need the malacha until after Shabbos, and that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, Simin Shin Zayin Sif Beis. Simin Shin Zayin Sif Beis. Also, Lisker Polim, V'lo Lomer Le'ina Yehudi Lisker Lo Polim B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to hire workers on Shabbos, nor tell a Nachri to hire workers for you on Shabbos. Acha Pisha'ena Yisrael Sarach Lo'osa Malacha Elacha Shabbos. Even if you don't need it to be done till after Shabbos, but you still can't tell the Nachri to do it for you on Shabbos. Shekal Mashu Asir Lasso, so Asir Lomer Le'ina Yehudi Lasso. Whatever you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, you're not allowed to tell a Nachri to do. V'afilu Lomer Lo Kodim Chashecha. You're not even allowed to tell him on Friday to do the malacha on Shabbos. Okay. What about the other direction? How do we know that you're not allowed to tell a Nachri on Shabbos to do malacha for you on Motzai Shabbos? So that's not beferish in Shulchan Aruch, that case. It's not beferish in the Rambam. The Alter Rebbe spells it out. Shulchan Aruch Harav Simin Shin Vav Sif Katan Hay. And I'm not aware of anyone that argues. So that fits into the presentation of all these Achronim that's a case where the reason of Dabra Dabra applies even though Shlichus doesn't. The Alter Rebbe spells it out. I'm not aware of anyone who's calling on that. The Alter Rebbe does say, excuse me, that situation where you tell a Nachri on Shabbos to do Malacha for you after Shabbos is in a sense more kal than if you tell him to do the Malacha on Shabbos. So the Alter Rebbe says that in a situation of a Makom Mitzvah, we'll discuss probably next time, that usually we assume, barring extenuating circumstances, not like the Baal Iter. Baal Iter is a famous position among the Rishonim that B'makom Mitzvah you're allowed to tell a Nachri to do a Malacha D'Oraisa for you. We assume that in general you can only tell a Nachri to do a Malacha D'Rabbanan B'makom Mitzvah. The Alter Rebbe says, if it's a case of you telling the Nachri on Shabbos to do Malacha after Shabbos B'makom Mitzvah, so then you can be makel even for Malacha D'Oraisa. So even where you can't tell him to do a Malacha D'Oraisa for you on Shabbos B'makom Mitzvah, you could tell him to do a Malacha D'Oraisa for you after Shabbos B'makom Mitzvah. So even if we don't in general accept the Iter, but in this situation, L'Inyan Amir L'Nachri for after Shabbos, he thinks that you could rely on the Iter. Yeah?
If we discount Malacha as doing something that's Asur on Shabbat,
right,
and you're appointing him to do something that's not Asur in a time that's Muta,
right,
this wouldn't be connected to the Isur of Ahana? Because how come we're talking here about the possible Isur when I'm telling
right.
you something to do to be done after Shabbat, when after Shabbat there's no such an Isur, even though I do it myself?
So you're asking why isn't a violation of Hachana to tell?
No, it shouldn't be considered this Amirale going for to do something after Shabbat wouldn't be Hachana, a ramification of the Surah of Hachana.
So you're asking even if it wasn't Asur because of Amir L'Nachri, it should be Asur because of Hachana?
I think. Because it would be like the Bashir Shomatirin after Shabbat, I can do the Shul by myself.
Do we have other applications of Hachana Ayidei Dibor? That's what you're asking. Usually Hachana involves a Maisa. So do we have Hachana Ayidei Dibor?
If you would say something with shame, like I'm personally taking a nap on Shabbos with shame to be able to stay up more later.
So you talk about that. It's not like real achana.
But if you're articulating it.
Right. Even if you're articulating, I'm not sure. Okay.
In this case of trying to go do something, this achana would be like appointing him for doing.
Right. But all you're doing, is saying something. So the premise of your question is that you can violate a chana through speech.
Maybe it would be a chana mid rabbanan.
No, so I have to look at. I'm not sure if there are other cases where you violate a chana day speech. If that's the case, so then I hear your question. I have to look into that. I'm not sure. Okay. Rambam presents what at first glance sounds like a separate reason for the Isser of Amir L'Nachri. The Rambam in Vav Aleph, when we started reading at the beginning of the Rambam before, concludes, V'davrza Aser Midivrei Sofrim, Amir L'Nachri is an Isser D'Rabbanan, Kidei shelo siya Shabbos kala beinayan v'yavo lasos ba'asman. So that people don't treat Shabbos lightly and don't come to do melacha on their own. That if they would, if we would be matir or mil nachri, if you're allowed to tell an nachri to do melacha, then people may not take Shabbos as seriously and may end up doing melacha on their own. It could be that this is not a totally different reason, but an explanation to some extent of the other reasons. Why is it shlichus or dabar davar are not necessarily, the fact that there is a concept of shlichus or there is a violation of dabar davar doesn't necessarily mean that amir l'nachmi has to be included in that. So how do you know, let's say we're working with dabar davar, so how do you know to include amir l'nachmi in the issur of dabar davar? So it could be that this consideration of shalotehei shabbos kala deinayan is somehow in the background of the need to be gozer on amir l'nachmi. So it may not be a standalone reason, it may be an asinus tam for why Chazal did see fit to be gozer. Okay. As far as the first nafka meeting we discussed, or application where dabar davar versus shlichus may be relevant, one as opposed to the other, was the performance of a melach, or telling an achri to do melach on Erev Shabbos, telling an achri on Erev Shabbos to do melach for you on Shabbos. So the contemporary svarim discuss the following scenarios. Let's say you have a Jew in Eretz Yisrael who has business interests in New York, and he calls up a nachri at 2 o'clock in the afternoon in Eretz Yisrael, so it's morning here in New York, and he tells the nachri, please do business on my behalf, please buy stocks for me when the stock market opens after it's already Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael. So is there a problem of amir l'nachri where the Jew is telling the nachri to do malacha, the Jew is telling the nachri before Shabbos to do malacha on his behalf on Shabbos, on his Shabbos, where it's not yet Shabbos in the location of the nachri? Again, the Jew in Israel tells the nachri in New York to do malacha for him on Friday afternoon in New York when it's already Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael. Or
so the Amira is done on Chol, and the Yisias Malacha is also done on Chol, the
right,
Mekomo.
Correct. And then the other scenario is, well, there are three potential cases. That's case number one. Case number two is you tell a Nachri, let's say you're called, it's Moshe Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, so you're calling a Nachri in New York when the Shabbos in New York. So in the first case, he's doing the malacha for you when it's still Friday in New York. One second. The second case, he's doing malacha for you when it's Shabbos in New York, but it's mostly Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael.
So, if we go back to how we define the case of the Ghetto Shabbos.
Right.
So then I would understand that it's asur, would be asur for him to do a malacha when I have an a chiyuv preventing me from doing the malacha.
Mm-hmm.
So now, let's say I'm in New York, it's chol for me, it may be Shabbat for him, but he doesn't have any shayachut to Shabbat there. He only, if he would be in the case of Ghetto Shabbos, or El Stam,
right,
he would have
mm-hmm.
an Isur,
mm-hmm.
if he would be in my Shabbat, no? Because I think that Shabbat, would be
right.
Sure Shabbat, for who is? For the Jew.
Right.
The Jew is not in a place where Shabbat is.
Right.
So
you're saying, why should we care that the Nachri is in a place where Shabbos, there's no shaykhs to the Nachri, no shaykhs to the Jew, where it's mostly Shabbos. Good. Okay, good.
But if calling by phone
right.
would make
right.
me directly make some sound
mm-hmm.
on the phone on Israel,
right. Right.
Changing things would be different.
Right. Okay, good. So Rabbi Karp On page Tav Kuf Tzadi Hei, this is Chelek Gimel again, in Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbato. So Rabbi Karp on page Tav Kuf Tzadi Hei talks about the first scenario. The Jew in Eretz Yisrael call in the Nachri in New York on Eretz Shabbos and telling him to do Melacha for him once it's already Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael before it's Shabbos in New York. The Rabbi Karp thinks that's Aser. Why? So he says, don't compare it to the following halacha. In take a look, Simon Reish Samach Gimel, Seif Yud Zayin. Reish Samach Gimel, Seif Yud Zayin. Yesh Omrim. Yesh Omrim is a Rashba, Shabbos Kufnun Aleph Amid Aleph. Dibur Maskel Amr of Yehuda. Rashba Shabbos Kufnun Aleph Amin Aleph. Dibur Maskel Amr of Yehuda. Says in Bechar B'Yesh Amir. Shemisha Kibel Olav Shabbos Kodesh HaShecha. If a Jew makes Shabbos early, Mutter Lomar Li Yisrael Chaveiro Lasa Samalacha. So the Jew makes Shabbos early, Reuven makes Shabbos early, Shimon didn't make Shabbos yet. So Reuven's allowed to tell Shimon to do Malacha for him. Amira Li Yisrael. For Shimon, it's still Friday. Why is that so? So Rashba writes, "Ho will v'hi naseis behater lo sasa," that the person doing the malacha, the Shimon, is doing it behater gamor because it's not yet Shabbos for him. So Rabbi Karp says, "That's true when the person doing the malacha is doing it on Erev Shabbos. You made Shabbos early, that's your problem. But for him, it's still chol. But if you're in Eretz Yisrael, and you're telling the Nachri to do Malacha for you, when it's already Shabbos for you in Eretz Yisrael, so then that's not optional. The sun already set. It's full Shabbos for you in Eretz Yisrael. So how could you have a Nachri do Malacha for you in New York when it's already your Shabbos?" So that's a little hard to understand why that should be so. Maybe the comparison is a good comparison. The Rav Avadia, for example, writes, Chazon Avadia Chela Gimel, page Tav Kav Zayin. Chazon Avadia Chela Gimel, page Tav Kav Zayin. He thinks, no, that person is in Eretz Yisrael. He has a company in New York. So all the workers can work up until Shabbos in New York. And that's exactly the same din as this Rashba, that we follow the shaliach, not the mishalech. We follow the person who do the malacha. So you have a business in New York, so they're doing business for you in New York when it's still Friday in New York. That's heter gomer. That's analogous to the case of the Yisrael who didn't make Shabbos early. He says, by the same token, even if it's Shabbos in New York and you're in Eretz Yisrael, you're going to call Moshe Shabbos to New York to tell a Nachri to do something for you. He thinks that's also mutter. Because where you are, it's Chol. And where the Nachri is, doesn't make a difference that it's Shabbos because the Nachri is not Mitzvah on Shabbos. So writes Chelkas Yaakov, a Breish from Zurich. Arachayim in the new version of Simon Pei Zayin. Arachayim Simon Pei Zayin. That you're allowed to tell a Nachri to do Malacha for you where it's Shabbos. The Nachri is in a place where it's Shabbos. The Jew is in a place where it's not Shabbos. There's no problem of Nimso Chafsacha because where the Jew is, it's not Shabbos. There's no problem of Shlichus because what does Shlichus mean? That he's acting on behalf of the Yisrael, but where the Yisrael is, it's not Shabbos. So what difference does it make that the Nachri is in a place where it's Shabbos? The Shlichus is the Shlichus of the Yisrael, and where the Yisrael is, it's not Shabbos. And he thinks, if anything, that's a culture came from the din of the Yisrael that makes Shabbos early. he does say that if the Nachi is in a place where it's Shabbos, and he's engaging in business interests on behalf of the Yisrael in a very public way, so there's and everyone knows that the Nachri is doing business on behalf of the Yisrael, so then he thinks that's not right. If it's going to be any pirsum involved, if you have a branch of a store and it says Cone Furniture on the awning, and they're going to be doing business inside there on Shabbos, so that's not appropriate. But in principle, short of pirsum, as long as it's Moshe Shabbos, or not yet Shabbos, in the place where the Yisrael is, then he's allowed to tell a Nachri to do Malach on his behalf, even if the Nachri is in a place where it is Shabbos. Rav Shlomo Zalman seems to assume this way as well. Mincha Shlomo Chelek Aleph Simen Yotes Os Gimel. Mincha Shlomo Chelek Aleph Simen Yotes Os Gimel. He's responding to a tshuva of the Chibiner. The Dovid Mesharim Chelek Gimel Simen Pe Gimel. The Chibiner writes in Dovid Mesharim Chelek Gimel Simen Pe Gimel, he's talking about a Ben Chutz Laretz who has a factory in Eretz Yisrael. So can the factory owned by the New Yorker open on Yontif Sheni Shel Galus? It's an Eretz Yisrael, it's Yisr Chag. In New York, it's Yontif Sheni. And there's a factory in Yerushalayim owned by a Jew in New York. So can that factory open for business on Yontif Sheni? So the Shaviner says it's not the same as the early Kabbalah Shabbos. In the case of the early Kabbalah Shabbos, the reason that you can have another Yisrael do Malacha for you is that, in principle, your early Kabbalah Shabbos is Mitam Neder. That if you're Mekabel Shabbos early, that's Mitam Neder. And a Neder is Nitan Lahatara. So, in theory, you made Shabbos early, and something came up, you need Malacha done on your behalf. So the reason you're allowed to have a Yisrael do malacha for you in that situation is because if we didn't let you do it, then you could be shoal on your Kabbalah Shabbos, you could do a Taras Adarim. Had you realized that you'd be in this compromised situation, you'd never have been Mekabel Shabbos early. So the fact that Kabbalah Shabbos is nitan lahatara is what allows you to do Amir Yisrael. Because if he didn't let you do the Amir anyway, then you could be shoal on your early Kabbalah Shabbos. So that's true when it comes to making Shabbos early. But it's not true when it comes to Yontif Sheni Shel Galus, because Yontif Sheni Shel Galus is not optional, it's not Mitam Neder, that's an absolute din. So even if the Jew were now to go visit Eretz Yisrael for Yontif, he'd still have to keep Yontif Sheni Shel Galus there, because he's a Ben Chutz Laretz. That's not Nitan L'Sheela, that's not Nitan L'Hatara. So that's why the Chibiner thinks that you can't have your factory opened in Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Avadya argues on that. Rav Shlomo Zalman basically argues on that. He says, you could say the other direction. You could say that the Ben Chutz Laretz could decide in theory that he's going to make Aliyah now, and then he wanted to keep you on to Sheni. That's a similar cheshbon to Hataras Nedarim. So Rav Shlomo Zalman thinks that in principle, even in that case, you could keep the factory open in Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Karp is machmir in the first case. Sounds like the second case also, and a lot of the other contemporary poskim of the last generation or two seem to be making Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Avadya, the Chalkas Yaakov, Rav Shechter thought that way also, that if you're in to tell a Nachri to do Malacha for you on Erev Shabbos, even though it's Shabbos for you, that should be mutter. Okay, next time we'll begin discussing the situations in which there are Harteirim for Shvus to Shvus. First we'll talk about Shvus to Shvus B'Makom Mitzvah. And then we'll talk about the Shitas Bala Iter, that maybe even Malacha Deraisa would be Mutter B'Maka Mitzvah. So that'll take a couple more Chabur. So Wednesday, the plan is to meet right after the early Mincha, which will probably be around 2:10, 2:15. And the Mar Mekomis that I said the last time should cover us through the next year and a little bit beyond.
Okay. It might be hard for me to make that time on Wednesday.
Okay. You prefer later?
If possible, later is good, but...
Alright, so most people prefer then, right?
I prefer, I don't know if it's going
to work
Wednesday.
Does
it work Wednesday for everyone else?
I mean, Wednesday after 3, I'll be totally fine.
Okay, what does everyone else want?